Welcome to the Warriors of Grace podcast, hosted by Dave Jenkins. Warriors of Grace is about helping men from generation to generation become gospel men in private, in the home, in the church, and in public through the Word of God. Now for today's episode, let's join our host, Dave Jenkins.
All right, guys, welcome back to the Warriors of Grace podcast. My name is Dave, and I am the host for this show. And today we continue our Dangers to Intimacy with God and One Spouse series, talking about a very, very serious subject, and that is one that also isn't very talked about enough, that is the relationship between pornography and sex trafficking. You know, as we come to, we've been talking a lot about with you and the other guys that are joining us about the issue of enslavement to pornography. And you might be thinking, wow, this is pretty convicting stuff. It is. It is convicting stuff, especially because of the culture in which we live in, and the moment, cultural moment that we are living in. It is an issue that we absolutely need to be talking about more. But this issue of the relationship between pornography and sex trafficking is one that is not understood enough. And it's so important to see that those who are often in the movies, in these videos that you might watch, they are captives. They are literally enslaved to somebody. They are somebody's property. In June 2020, the Department of State for the United States of America released a report entitled Trafficking in Persons Report. The report, in summary, very briefly aims to disclose the following: trauma, bonding, and human trafficking, accountability for UN peacekeepers' faith-based effort to combat human trafficking of athletes, extraterritorial commercial child sexual exploitation and abuse, evolving information and improving responses, engineering healthcare for survivors of human trafficking, the intersection of human trafficking and addictions. According to the Bureau of Justice, of the human trafficking cases reported between January 2008 and June 2010, sex trafficking victims were more likely to be white 26% or black 40% compared to labor trafficking victims, who are more likely to be Hispanic 63% or Asian 17%. The World Population Review, for example, tells us that California has the highest human trafficking rate in the United States, with 1,507 cases in 2019 alone. 1,118 of these cases were sex trafficking, which focuses on illicit massages, spa business, hotel, or even motel-based. Of those cases, 1,290 were female, 149 were male, 10 were gender minorities. How is sex trafficking related to pornography? You might wonder the answer to that. Operation Underground Railroad, O-U-R, tells us that sex trafficking happens in all 50 states, Washington, D.C., and all U.S. territories. They have also reported that sex trafficking happens with children and adults, male and female, from all social, religious, and even economic backgrounds. Sex trafficking is about power and control. And so sex traffickers look for vulnerable children or adults who don't have a good relationship with friends or family. One of the significant factors that contributes, that America contributes to in regards to sex trafficking, is that the U.S. is a large producer and consumer of pornography in the world. Both the production and the consumption of pornography feeds into the demand for sex trafficking in the United States. With that said, it isn't only men who are the purveyors of sex trafficking. It's also women, although to a lesser degree. These can be family members, friends, boyfriends, girlfriends, professionals, coaches, therapists, teachers, and so on. Sexual abusers coerce children into sex trafficking. But you might visit men a pornographic website. Let me just stop here. I'm not encouraging you to go and watch or consume that. I'm just explaining this. So you might assume that going to a pornographic website and being just a consumer is okay, and that it doesn't harm anyone. It's just you and your phone, or you and your laptop or your tablet, and you're just viewing it online. But the content online, you need to understand, isn't like the news where you gather information and discard it, research it further. Behind pornography, the videos or the images are real people, often underage people, and producers who record it and edit it. By looking at pornography, you're supporting the slavery of men and women, boys and girls. You are part of the problem rather than the solution concerning sex trafficking in our country. According to the International Labor Organization's 4.8 million people are trapped or forced into sexual exploitation globally, and $99 billion is generated annually from commercial sexual exploitation alone. In one survey from Thorne, 63% of underage sex trafficking victims said they had been advertised or sold online. According to anti-trafficking nonprofit Rescue Freedom, in 9 countries, 49% of sexually exploited women said that pornography was made of them while they were being sold for sex. 80% of survivors report that their customers showed them pornography to illustrate the kind of sexual acts they wanted performed. You see, men, by looking at pornography on your smartphone, on your tablet, on your laptop, you are continuing and you are taking part in the sex trafficking industry. And this is why we're talking about this so much in this series. I want to urge you to stop looking at pornography, because the pornography industry feeds into the sex trafficking industry that makes billions and billions of dollars each year. If nothing else, I want to urge you to stop being part of the problem. And if your heart breaks at the idea of children, some only just born, being abused, tortured, and killed for somebody else's sick, demented pleasure, then I want, and you're still watching or listening to this, then I want to help you. See, the fight for human dignity in our world today is very real, and it's on display in the sex trafficking industry. As Christians, we believe that every person is made in the image and likeness of God, and therefore they have dignity, value, and worth, and are to be respected. And furthermore, as Christians, we believe that everyone is a sinner by nature and by choice in need of the redemption which only Jesus can provide, because he is the only Lord and the only Savior who can save. If you're struggling with the idea of turning away from pornography or any other sin in your life, you need not continue to do so. You can turn from pornography and sex trafficking, whether you are a producer or a consumer of it, because there's hope in Christ alone. And we need to be clear about something. Sex trafficking is entirely possible to end. There's several cases. One just wrapped up, the Ghislaine Maxwell case. There are other cases similar to it. They're going to end. It's easy to despair and think nothing possible can be done about sex trafficking. But you need to understand that your voice matters. Rather than being silent about sex trafficking, you need to speak up. At the very least, you need to be a voice for change. There are innocent children and adults trapped and or held captive around the country and the world today. And every person is vital to the health of our civilization. So I urge you to speak up, whether you do so in person, online, on social media. Take courage, because in speaking out, you are standing for the children and the adults who have no voice. Also, consider not only speaking out, but joining the work of Operation Underground Railroad, Destiny Rescue, or any other anti-trafficking organization. Lastly, and most importantly, please pray for the victims of sex trafficking. Few issues in recent days have seen as little coverage as sex trafficking in our day. There's lots of good work being done in its area of ministry, but my goal here is also to articulate a biblical view of mankind with the goal of pointing us towards the gospel. See, God created mankind to dwell in perfect harmony with the Lord. Adam lived in the garden with uninterrupted and unhurried time to lift up the Lord, to take dominion over the earth, to enjoy his wife Eve, Genesis 1 through 2 tell us. Then sin came into the world. Adam was told not to eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and yet he did so. Through Adam's sin, mankind now has a sinful nature and are sinners by nature and by choice. Unlike what modern psychology teaches us, we are not improving. We're only sinning more. Mankind, instead of choosing the Lord and to obey him, is bound in slavery to the shackles of his sin. Through the fall, mankind, while making many advances throughout the last century, is still a sinner by nature and by choice. Mankind chooses to rebel against God and to use the gift of technology in inappropriate and ungodly ways. Man invented the printing press, right? To spread the glories of the gospel. Now the printing press is used as a tool of the secular media and Satan to spread humanism, false religions, and every ill the world now knows. Man created TV and now watches it to watch dirty movies. Man created movie theaters, and it's now being used as a tool for Satan. Man created electronic devices such as laptops, tablets, and smartphones, and now even this technology is used for Satan. All this can lead us to despair as men. And we may wonder, can there be anything done about the sin of mankind? Yes, only in the strength of the Holy Spirit provides to God's people. God created man in his image and likeness. Theologians call this the Imago Dei. Man was created in the image of God for the explicit purpose of knowing and enjoying him. The Westminster Catechism in question and answer 1 says that God created man to glorify him and to enjoy him forever. The fight against sex trafficking and pornography, to be clear, is first and foremost an issue of human dignity. Do humans deserve to be worshipped, or is God alone worthy of worship and adoration? When a man chooses to rebel against God, Romans 1 clearly teaches that man will worship what is created rather than the Creator. You and I, we live as men in an overly sexualized world where people feel they can just do whatever they want to do. We live in a feelings-based culture. And when the objective truth of God's word is denied and tossed aside, there is only one basis for truth and knowledge, and that is in man's opinion. Our man-centered culture tells us to focus on how we feel and tells us how we can improve. But how can a feel-good culture help people who are struggling with pornography? What hope does a feel-good culture have to offer to the mother of a child whose child was just taken away and sold into sex trafficking? While our culture says to the woman who's had an abortion, your rights matter, the guilt and the shame still linger. To the mother whose child was just taken, our culture says, we will do our best to find your child, even though they may never do that. To the feel-good culture of our day, our culture says pornography is acceptable, even permissible. Just go ahead and do it. Feel good about yourself. Do whatever you want. That's all that matters to our culture. It's often thought there's nothing wrong even with pleasuring yourself. Even if you're married, just go ahead and do it. The truth is that our culture offers much, but at the end of the day, doesn't promote anything other than a false gospel, which provides no hope for broken marriages marred by sin. sex trafficking is a very real problem in our day. Oftentimes, children are abducted. They're taken away from their families in countries all over the world, including the United States, including in your city. Children are stolen away from their families and sold into bondage. People today don't realize this, but even in the United States, slavery is very real and very active. Over the last few years, I've become very burdened about this issue about sex trafficking. I've seen several of my friends engaged in this work, and they've shared their stories. Let's say you go to a pornography website, and no, I'm not telling you to do that. It's just an example. You view that content. You feel guilty. You should. Your conscience is telling you that going to that website is wrong. You are being convicted in that moment of your sin by the Holy Spirit, but you become excited by what you saw, and you go back later. What you need to understand next is that you are on a fast track to being enslaved. By looking at that pornography website, you are supporting the slavery of men and women, boys and girls, into the bondage of sex slavery. You see, the fight for human dignity in our world is very real. It's a matter that I believe God takes very seriously. He created us in His image and likeness for us to resemble His glory and reflect it to this world. But the image of God and man since the fall has been marred by sin. Man is a sinner. Man is a sinner by nature and by choice. Pornography and sex trafficking assault the glory of God. God created man to know Him. Man rebelled and thus needed a Savior to die in his place and for his sin. This Savior is Jesus. He bled and died in your place and for your sin. Once unthinkable, it's now possible because of Christ. Christ redeems men. He takes them from the room of bondage and transfers them into the glory of His light. Mankind can only be freed of sin by knowing Jesus the Master, who frees men from slavery through His death, burial, and resurrection. You see, we live in a dark world. People today, if they were to understand how dark and how evil our world is, they would fall into despair very easily. It's a sad place out there where people hurt others. They murder others. They take them captive for their own pleasure. This is ultimately what pornography does. It takes. Sex trafficking does the same thing. It takes. Until at last there's nothing to take from this person and they take from another. And on and so on and so forth we go. We live in a consumer culture, and this is multiplied 1,000 times over in the sex trafficking industry. And yet the gospel, it's good news in the midst of a hedonistic, pleasure-oriented, feel-good culture. While people today want everything immediately, God often calls His people to wait. In fact, He doesn't promise us a bed of roses. In John 16:33, He says, in this world, you are going to face difficulty. You're going to face trouble. In fact, those working in the areas of sex trafficking and helping pornography, people enslaved pornography, come out of this enslavement know it well. The war that wages for the souls of mankind is very real. And Paul talked about this in Ephesians 6:11-18. We are to gird ourselves up for battle as soldiers, to take our own sins seriously. And while we're saved from sin and to Jesus, we are still to actively put our own sin to death before we minister to others. We are not to live how we want to live as Christians. Instead, we're to point others to the One who brings true satisfaction and pleasures forevermore. As a child, I loved going to the ocean. My family and I would go to the beaches in Oregon, and we enjoyed our time there. My brothers and I would go on bikes called banana bikes that you could ride on the beach. I loved the beach. As a teenager, I fell in love with golf for the same reason as I love going to the beach. I love being outside. I love spending time in God's creation. I also love the athleticism of golf. And while I haven't been back to the beach for a long time now, I still play golf. I love playing golf with my friends and my family. during my high school years, golf was an idol for me. I spent all of my time, all of my effort, my energy at getting better. I thought I could even go pro. My identity, my worth, my value were wrapped up in how good I played in a tournament. And I often failed. Golf was a poor idol. My own worst enemy wasn't golf. It was the person standing in front of you or that's talking to you now. It was me, Dave Jenkins. You see, while I pursued pleasure for pleasure's sake, God desired that his people seek pleasures forevermore in him. God's people have been freed by the King to proclaim the acceptable time and season of the Lord in the gospel. God is for freedom. He is for taking captives and turning their lives around inside out and using them in a powerful way. Perhaps today you are a captive. You never saw yourself enslaved and ensnared by sin. Perhaps you even supported enslavement to pornography and you view it on one of your devices. Perhaps you're a producer of pornography, or perhaps you're a sex trafficking victim or a trafficker of children yourself. Wherever you are, and whatever has happened, there's hope and there's freedom for you. Like you, I'm my own worst enemy. I deserve hell and damnation, but God says otherwise. Instead of enslavement and domination, Jesus desires to set the captives free. He longs to redeem those who are stuck in the muck and the mire of sin. Like the prodigal son who gave away his inheritance only to find out that his true riches were his family. As Christians, we have a true family. We have a Heavenly Father who loves us. As we close today, I want to give you three ways that you can get involved in the sex trafficking industry. First, I want to urge you to pray for those enslaved pornography and engaged in the sex trafficking industry. We have a high priest who in every way understands what we're going through. Yet, he is also unlike us. He never sinned. As Christians, we can come boldly before the throne of God's grace. And let's get serious about praying for those enslaved in the pornography and the sex trafficking industries. But let's also pray for those engaging in producing pornography and even in trafficking people, that they will lose their taste for this work. Let's pray the Holy Spirit will open their eyes for the glory of King Jesus. Let's pray that Jesus puts people in their path to share Christ with them. Second, get involved and speak up against pornography. Now that we've talked about the issue of human dignity and sex trafficking, you have an obligation to speak up. It's not enough to learn about this issue and then be silent. Instead, I'm praying that the Holy Spirit would bring conviction to your heart and convince you of your need to speak up. And don't just listen or watch this episode and then do nothing about this. Get into the Word of God. Get into a local church and raise your voice against the injustice of pornography and sex trafficking. Third, proclaim the gospel. As Christians, we've been saved from sin and to Jesus. We have been given the mandate to fulfill from our commander and our Lord Jesus Christ in the Great Commission. There's much work to be done. We must preach the gospel first and foremost. We must keep the main thing the main thing. We must plead with sinners about the glory of Christ. We must call Christ followers to be laborers in the harvest field. So let's you and me as God's people commit to preaching the gospel. Let's commit afresh to the work of discipleship in the local church. The fight we face is very real, but it's against the vanquished foe in Satan. And let's proclaim the kingship of Jesus as we rejoice as God opens eyes and ears and calls people to himself and uses them all for his glory and for his praise. I want to thank you for listening or even watching this episode of the Warriors of Grace podcast. I trust that you are finding this series to be helpful, also educational, instructive for your life and for your ministry, and we would love to hear from you. Until next time, may God bless you and keep you, men.
Thank you for listening to the Warriors of Grace podcast. If you enjoyed the show today, please subscribe, leave a rating on the app, and share our episode with your friends and family. If you want to, you can follow us on Instagram at Servants of Grace, on Twitter at Servants of Grace, or search Servants of Grace on Facebook. You can also find our show on the front page of the website servantsofgrace.org.